You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. When Team USA marches in the Winter Olympic opening ceremony on Friday in Pyeongchang, someone from the Traverse City area will be there. But he won't be competing as an athlete. Interlochen Public Radio's Dan Wanshura caught up with Eli Brown and has the story.
On race days, one of the first things Eli Brown does is go outside and make a snowball. If the snow sticks together, that means there's humidity in the snow.
Which means you need to use more waterphobic waxes.
Eli Brown is a ski tech for Team USA's cross-country ski teams. He helps pick the right kind of wax to use on the skis for a given race day. And having the right kind of wax is really important for cross-country skiers.
You know, tenths of a second matter, so whatever we can do to help out there.
Not only do tenths of a second matter, but Brown says the right kind of wax on a pair of skis could shave minutes off a skier's time. During the winter months, Eli Brown spends much of his time in a cabin just off the Vasa Trail in Traverse City. Outside, he keeps his ski trailer parked in the front yard.
So this is my collection. Everyone has their crutch. Mine is collecting skis.
He's got about 20 pairs of skis, an assortment of poles, and a bunch of containers filled with different wax. Some wax is hard as a rock, some is soft, and some is powdery.
This is an interesting feel right here. Rub that between your fingers. Super slippery.
Yeah.
After high school, Eli Brown landed a scholarship to ski at Northern Michigan University. He even raced in a couple Olympic trials, but never made the cut. After years of coaching college skiers, Brown now volunteers as ski support for the U.S. ski team. And that means testing different kinds of wax right before a race starts.
Well, this one, I would trust.
So what could you tell when you were coming down? Like, what was different? How did you know you liked that one better?
Well, I first had it on the right foot, and I thought it felt a little freer, a little faster. And then I switched it, and I felt that it was faster still.
Over the years, you kind of have to develop a feel. So the easiest way to do it is to have one wax on one ski, one wax on the other ski, and you're going with your left and right and trying to feel the difference.
To help keep track of everything, Eli and the ski support team make brackets, almost like a tournament. The fastest skis advance, the slow ones do not. And since snow conditions change rapidly, it's important to test the skis as close to the start of the race as possible. Brown says he's constantly looking at his watch to make sure he's on schedule.
Awesome. Woo!
We got to be on the race course as close to start as possible, because the more ski traffic, you know, changes that top surface of snow, or weather can come in, or the sun can come out, or whatever. So we're kind of procrastinating and preparing and racing to make decisions in as scientific a way as we can.
Eli Brown doesn't make the final decision on what wax to use for that day. That's up to a more experienced coach to decide. But once he does, Brown hustles to bring the right skis to the skiers waiting at the start line.
That's the last thing we do, is lace up our running shoes. I get that job sometimes of sprinting on the ice and gravel underneath behind the grandstands, and then trying to put a calm face on the last minute where you hand the athlete the skis, pat him on the back, and then catch your breath.
After that, Brown heads back to the wax trailer to clean up.
It's kind of funny, you put all this wax on and then you end up taking most all of it off.
He listens to the play-by-play of the race on the radio, and he says that's when everything sets in.
For the first time, you're catching your breath and kind of sad that that excitement's over, but looking forward to the next day, so.
When it comes to cross-country skiing, the United States are big underdogs. In fact, the team has only medaled once on the Olympic stage, men's or women's.
We don't have the resources, like I said, with this David and Goliath type of thing, compared to Norway, where we're a team of 6 to 8 guys, and they're a team of 20 to 30. We're spending, you know, a couple thousand bucks on product. They're spending 10 to 20. Their wax truck is a full semi that comes out triple wide and double tall, and they have doctors and scientists and their own weather stations and just all this whole nother level type of stuff going on.
Despite being outspent by other countries, the U.S. women's team especially has been having some recent success at the World Championships. Brown thinks this could be the Winter Olympics where they finally get on the podium.
The gold is going to be very elusive, but the bronze might be in reach.
When he's watching TV, sometimes Eli Brown sees a commercial for the upcoming Winter Olympics, and that gets him pumped up.
I'm patriotic, and like I said, this has been my life, and so it's kind of, it's weird because I wanted to be there as an athlete, but now being there as a support staff feels just as exciting and meaningful to me.
On February 9th, Eli Brown will walk with the rest of Team USA during the opening ceremonies in South Korea, his Olympic dreams finally realized.
That story from Dan Wanchura of Interlochen Public Radio.